It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Alaska may be reaching the end of a political era. Senator Ted Stevens, now under indictment, faces a tough re-election bid, as does the state's only congressman, Don Young. He's also under investigation. Then there's former Senator Frank Murkowski, who failed in his run for governor. These three have dominated Alaska politics for nearly half a century, which means the state is facing a political sea change. Elizabeth Arnold reports from Anchorage.
Alaskans have long prided themselves on their independent spirit, but that's hard to do when the rest of the country thinks of you as a corrupt welfare state. And the numbers bear it out. First, let's take corruption. The current FBI investigation has so far led to the conviction of three state legislators, a former chief of staff, two businessmen, and a lobbyist. Another two legislators and Senator Ted Stevens are awaiting trial. As for welfare, Alaska leads every other state in the nation in the amount of money per capita it receives from the federal government. Former Anchorage Daily News editor Michael Carey says the state and its politicians have a long history of being provided for.
I think the ultimate cause of this is this culture of entitlement that grew up here with Ted Stevens and the people who in business and politics run this state and developed a privileged air that they answered to nobody.
But, Carey predicts, it's all about to end.
It's a changing of the guard. It's sort of like the changing of the Politburo in Russia.
Carey's prediction is by all means premature, but there are some signs that the state may be coming of age. Most obvious are the re-election bids of both Stevens and Young, neither of whom has had a major challenge in nearly four decades. But more significant is how the campaigns are taking shape. Stevens and Young have always run on their connections and ability to deliver. Their challengers, however, are making that the issue. Here's Republican Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell, who's running against Young, in his opening remarks in a recent TV debate.
We're tired of being the nation's symbol of excess and greed.
Now that may sound innocuous, but it made the news here in Alaska. And those running against Stevens are taking the high road as well. A newcomer from Florida, Republican Vic Vickers, stands outside Stevens' home in an ad that's getting a lot of airtime.
I'm Vic Vickers, and I'm running against Ted Stevens to stop corruption. I will not accept a single penny from any oil company or special interests.
While this may seem like typical campaign fare, it's not in Alaska, where seniority and clout are the usual claims. Ann Hayes of Hayes Research Group has found in polls since the scandal broke that people are now saying they're much less inclined to vote for incumbents than ever before.
And I also think that the national politics are having an effect. I think that the fact that Alaska has been brought into play by the Obama campaign makes it much more important, and we're getting maybe new people who are coming to the game that weren't necessarily there.
Indeed, the Democratic caucuses were so jammed, people were turned away. Still, some here think it'll take more than a corruption scandal and some new blood to upend nearly a half century of politics as usual. And just after the indictment was announced, Ted Stevens' campaign signs did start popping up like fireweed here. Carl Shepro teaches political science at the University of Alaska.
I think the era is ending. I don't know that it's necessarily driven by corruption so much as it is by the fact that, you know, everybody's getting old.
And Shepro doesn't think that means the next generation of politicians won't have to deliver. He points to the state legislature as an example. While other states are grappling over policy to help constituents handle rising energy costs, Alaska's politicians just agreed to simply send out a check for $1,200 to every resident to spend however they like. And that's on top of the permanent fund dividend check, which could be as high as $2,000 this year. That's about $13,000 for a family of four. So the tag of excess and greed may be a little difficult to shed. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Anchorage.